Good morning, everybody. Didn't have much time to prepare here, but I'd like to turn into Luke 21, verse 25. Anyone have any prayer requests? All right, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day you've given us in the sunshine and nice weather. Thank you for fellowship here and that we're able to be together here. And help us to do your will and pray for David that you give him words to speak. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Luke 21, verse 25. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth, dismay among nations and perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting from fear and expectation of things which are coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift your heads, because the redemption is drawing near. He told them a parable. Behold, a fig tree and all the trees, as soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know for yourselves that the summer is now near. So you also, when you see things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say unto you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard that your hearts be not outweighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of your life. That day will not come to you suddenly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who dwell upon the face of the earth. But keep on alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. I've been thinking a lot the past several weeks about how Jesus could come at any time. But I also thought about all of our time could end at any moment, the same way as if Jesus would come. And it should be just as sobering. And then I was also thinking about if we knew Jesus were to come in a week, would we live out the last remaining days drastically different than if we didn't know that? And we should, for sure. And I think there's a verse somewhere that talks about your time is like an hourglass, and I've always appreciated that a lot. How God only gives you a certain amount of sand, and we should not waste it at all. And that's about all I had for this morning.